learning should be dedicated to Nishma Lerefua Shalema. I'm sorry, Refua Shalema to Chaim Yeshua Ben Hendel, as well as Reb David Cohn. I just saw was hospitalized today. Reb David Cohn, noted Rav. I'm sure everyone has at some point made a phone call to him and used up his time. So we should all, I think, Miss Malo and our learning tonight should be a schus for his Refua Shalema, Reb David Ben Esther Malka. We left off last week. We were just getting into the discussion about mechitza in halacha, how the Torah, how the Paiskim looked at the significance and the role of the mechitza in the shul. So we talked last week, and this is really gonna lead us into this week's conversation. We mentioned last week that the whole source of mechitza comes from a gemara in Sukkah. With the Gemara in Sukkah was talking about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and how they used to put up a balcony for the women to be up in a balcony. And we mentioned last week that there's a Machloikis Rishonim, even a Stira in Rambam, to what was the purpose of the balcony. Was it so the men and women shouldn't see each other, or was it so they shouldn't mix with each other? And we'll see tonight that this Machloikis Rishonim is the beginning of a very, very heated Machloikis between two of the great Gedolim of our generation, the great Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe has a tshuva, which we're going to go through thoroughly. I don't know if anyone saw the new Maamar Mekaymus. It's almost the whole tshuva I photocopied for you. We're going to really go through it carefully and slowly to see the arguments that the Satmar Rebbe made against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, as far as I know, didn't counter argue the Satmar Rebbe, but we'll see what the Satmar Rebbe said about Rav Moshe's tshuvas. We did leave off last week. We didn't finish the entire topic, but we did leave off last week with a very glaring question that needed to be asked, and the question was that if mechitza is so important, and according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rabban Kotler, and other gedolim, it's a din d'oraisa, why exactly didn't it make its way into the Gemara, the Shas, Shulchan Aruch? Why did it not seem to make its way into the standard svarim that we use today? That was really perhaps the million-dollar question that we had. So we mentioned last week, Abshah from Reb Gedalia Felder. Reb Gedalia Felder suggested that it was so pashut, it didn't need to be explain, and he said, and don't tell me it's because women didn't go to shul. Don't tell me that the reason why the Paiskim don't talk about mechitzah is because it was never in Yeah, because women didn't go to shul, because we know that women did go to shul. And we proved from a couple of places how women definitely did go to shul. We mentioned from the Ramon Shulchan Aruch that women used to go to shul. We mentioned from other sources that women definitely used to go to shul. So this was not the reason why we don't have mechitzah. What I want to start today is from an interesting piece in Divrei HaRav from Rabbi Soloveitchik. We mentioned last week that the idea of mechitza was to prevent either mingling or to prevent seeing each other. So Rabbi Soloveitchik has a fascinating piece that Rav Shechter records over in Divrei HaRav number 25. He tells a story. He says, Pamachas hayechad me'Europa tama b'fnei Rabbeinu Alo uvdo shekoydem al mulchoma charedem amedakke meoylom lo yispalalu bebeis knesses mesuim shebevilna. He's talking about pre-war. There was a certain shul in Vilna where people wouldn't daven there. Shalei ba'oise beis knesses ha'oise ezres ha'noshem ulmalo. Because that shul had what we'd call today a balcony where the women sat on top. The orthodoxim ha'yu, and they were orthodox v'loi reformim. They were not reformed. U'maitayim aminu amedakke mespalalu shom. So this person was very troubled. Well, why would people not daven in a shul where there's a balcony? What's wrong with a balcony? You have a balcony. The women are way up. You can't intermingle with them. So why would you not daven there? Now again, we'll develop this much more this evening. But if the issue that you have with the mechitza is you want to make sure you don't see the women, so then a balcony doesn't seem to have fixed the problem. And that's going to be a very big point of disagreement between Rav Moshe and the Satmar Rebbe. If the purpose of mechitza is so you shouldn't see the women, so then how does the balcony solve anything? You can see the women guns fine. You can see them very well. But if the purpose of mechitza is you shouldn't mingle with them, you can't mingle with them when they're, 5 feet above you. So Rabbi Soloveitchik gave a very interesting answer. He writes, Heshev Rabbeinu Tekev Miad. Rabbi Soloveitchik answered immediately. He says, V'avos v'ashtandidu nisht. What don't you understand? He says, V'ez ha-knesset shu be'emes orthodoxi ho yo'oisim ezres noshem shalmala rak bi'achoyre be'ez ha-knesset. Said Rabbi Soloveitchik, you know how the Orthodox shuls had a balcony? They didn't have a balcony surrounding the entire men's section, which means if you look up, you could see the women. So Rabbi Soloveitchik, the way the Orthodox shuls were structured with mechitzas, with balconies, was structured in a way that you couldn't see from the men's section, the ladies' section. But this shul in Vilna had a ladies' section like we have in many of the big shuls today, from all sides. So if you plop yourself down in the men's section, all you got to do is turn to the left, and you get a perfect view of the ladies' section. So Rabbi Soloveitchik and people thought that was already considered more modern. Because you can see them. And that's why they would stop davening. So this Rabbi Soloveitchik is important for us historically and halachically, which means we're being exposed to the notion that seeing the women during davening might not necessarily solve the problem or be the fixing of what mechitza is supposed to do. So again, balconies are good, and we'll see if Moshe talks about balcony. And balcony is what they had in the times of the Simchas Beis Shoeva. But the question is the balcony itself enough if you can still see the women? Now there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, number 26. The Gemara in Kiddushin seems to allude to some form of a concept like a mechitza. The Gemara says, Abayir dayir gulfi, Rava dayir kana. What does that mean? Like Rashi number 27, gulfi. Mokim kivutzas anoshim anoshim. Whenever the men and women used to come together, oy le drasha, whether it was for the big Shabbos HaGadol drasha, oy le chuppa, or if it was for a wedding, hayi misade kankanim shalcheres harba b'neim. Abaya used to put kalim between the barriers between the men and the women. Because if you got too close to the other gender, it would make noise. So this was Abaya's way of preventing the two genders from getting too close. He would line the middle, the two lines between the men and the women, he would line it with some form of a kli, that if you got too close, you know, the sound would go off, the alarm would ring, and everyone would know you're trying to schmooze with the wife. Then the other pshat was Rava used kana. What's kana? Rashi says, Mesadik kanim. Read, shall oiver aleim koilam nishma. Same thing. So you see that both Abaya and Rava had some form of built-in system that when the two genders, I mean, you see there wasn't a formal mechitza. You see like whenever there was a, again, this wasn't davening. Rashi says it was a drasha or a chasana, not davening, which will be very important as we see carefully Rav Moshe's tshuvas. But you see already that back then, they were trying to have some system to prevent the intermingling. Now, Rabbi Gedalia Felder, as the Yisrael Yishon points out, he says, when did the whole breakdown of the mechitza start? So says Rabbi Felder, it all began with reform. Because they were the ones who really changed the inner workings of the shul. The reform were the ones that were really trying to restructure the look of the shul to really make it more look like a church, to really give off that church-like persona. That's when the Gedolei Yisrael stood up against it. And he quotes many of the tshuvas that we saw already. We saw the Maram Shik and others. So again, just from a historical standpoint, the issue of mechitza only started to become an issue with the advance of reform Jewry. Okay, now I want to just shift gears for a second to ask a question that needs to be asked. We all assume that mechitzas are for the men. Is it possible that mechitzas are for the women as well? Meaning, is it possible that the women shouldn't be able to see the men either? Not just that the men shouldn't be able to see the women? Let's take the most extreme opinion, that the men are not allowed to see the women. Are the women allowed to see the men? Many shuls have a one-way glass, which means that the men can't see in, but the women can see the men. Is that a problem? Is it okay for the women to see the men? Or is it only a problem the other way around? So the Divrei Yatziv, the great Klausenberger Rebbe, has a tshuva, where he discusses this shaila, is it usher for women to stare at men? Everyone knows men are not allowed to stare at women. Can women stare at men? So he writes over here, he says it goes both ways. Anything that a man can't do, a lady can't do. Says the Klausenberger Rebbe, it's a mefurish sefer achinuch. It says, "Belav deloy sikru," with the lav of not coming close to an ervo. Achash hitzvich levar prata medina mitzvah. Okay, goes to all the things, and he writes, "Vinoy heges b'chol mokim b'chol zman b'schar muvin kavis." It goes both ways. A man and a woman are both equal, and therefore he writes.
So why by rice does the Torah always talk about a man? He never talks about a woman. It talks about a man with his aunt, his sister, blah blah blah. Why doesn't it ever talk about a woman then, according to him?
So we know just from knowing the opposite genders that men are usually more of the taiva driven people of the group. So probably Dibur Torah B'Hoyveh, the normal case would be the man is going to be the instigator. But Avadav, what do you mean? We have the whole Parsha of Eishes Ish, Parsha of Saita. All these things exist. The Torah acknowledges that a married woman is also not allowed to. The only argument you can make is that for a man to stare at a woman, it creates Taiva. But when a lady stares at a man, she's not getting fatayved by it. She doesn't get, nis'ayrer by it. You know, we all know men and women are wired extremely differently. And if you're not sure, you ask your wife, she'll explain it to you. But we all know that's the fact. That's what I always thought the Peshawar was. I always thought that Avada men and women have the same Isurim. It's just that what makes a man have taiva is not what makes a lady have taiva. A man looks at a lady, he can get taiva. A lady looks at a man, she doesn't get taiva. It's not the way she's wired. But in any case, the Klausenberg Rebbe thinks that that it would be the same Isur. So one second, let's go back a step. If the purpose of the Mechitza was so the men shouldn't see the women, so shouldn't the follow-up then be that the purpose of the Mechitza is so the women shouldn't see the men? So why is it that everyone assumes so? Let's talk about a balcony. So on a balcony, everyone could see everyone. But let's talk about the very formal places where they have, these big curtains up. The men can't see anything, but the women can see. Why is that okay? Why is it okay for the women to see the men, but not for the men to see the women? It doesn't seem to make sense. So Bishlam, if you hold that women have no Isser Estaklus, a lady can stare at a man all she wants, there's no Isser, no problem, it doesn't create any taiva, fine, so it makes sense. But Tanya, the Klausenberger Rebbe, it says in the Sefer HaChinuch, that women also have an Isser, so why is it such a posh that women's mechitzas don't have to be to the point that they can't see us either? So he has a tshuva like this, the Klausenberger Rebbe has a tshuva number 30 on the next page. Again, this is all last week's Maamar Mekayimus, which we didn't get to. Hopefully, we'll get to tonight at some point. One second. Where am I going? No. Nope. Let's try that again. Nope. Adina! I can't find it. I don't know where it is. That's one. I'm looking for page 4. Does anyone have page 4? No. There's no.
I have it on what I sent out today, but
I don't know why it's not popping up on the screen.
You want me to call Adina on the other line?
Adina! Yeah. I'm missing a page here. We have 100,000 people waiting for you. Come on. I don't know why this page is not popping up. Page 4. No, it's not popping up.
That's so weird. Well, how much is this? Oh, 3.
I'm confused. Well, don't change the size. Okay, we can.
I don't have it.
Okay, you're gonna just have to trust me with it. I don't know why it's not popping up on the screen, but the Klausenberger Rebbe, the Klausenberger Rebbe writes in the tshuva like this. He says, "V'ulai shemehaytaima nogua b'sulas emnoya malovim beis haknesses." He says maybe that's why there's a minhag apparently among some chassidish groups that the girls, the single girls, don't come to shul. And then he says a very cute word. He says there's a word from Herschel who says, Pshat in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, you tell him, Samachti ba'imrim li. I rejoice when I say li. So he says, what's the li? The li is when you say, I react mekudeshesli. Why? Kivin sha'idezeh beis Hashem nehelech. Now she's allowed to go to shul. So he says, the minute used to be the chassidish girls didn't go to shul. Only married girls used to go to shul. Why? Because he says that the chassidish girls are going to have a taiva if they see the men. But married women, they don't have the taiva. So that's why the single girls would not be allowed to go to shul. And then he writes, "Ube'emes b'harbi mikoymes le'osu klal ezras nashim." He says many communities had no lady section. And those places that had lady section, you could not see out. Ube'tzans, again, Divrei Yatziv, the Klausenberger Rebbe was a Sanza Einikel. He says in Sanz, she also chaloinois hayu mechusim. He says there was the lady section was high up. There was a hole, a crack that you can hear the tefillas. He says it was mamish blocked with little holes so the sound can travel. He says many places had the men and women on the same floor, so they had to put up a wall. So that wall was mamish like the wall of China. He says they were mamish, nothing came in, nothing came out. There was no seeing of each other. So he's talking choishes. Says the Klaus Magreba, there were places that were makbid both ways, that the men couldn't see the women and the women couldn't see the men. Now again, if I was a lady, I'd find that a little frustrating. It's hard to feel like you're part of Dam and you don't see, but that's what he thinks the halach is. However, the Satmar Rebbe quotes a tshuva from the True Ishai, his last name was Rabbi Tabak. He's also a great Hungarian. With the tshuva Shai Taka Paskins, that a mechitza needs to be built in a way that the women can't see the men. And the Satmar Rebbe says, that's too machmer. The Satmar Rebbe says, that tshuva Shai that says that the mechitza has to be that the women can't see the men, the Satmar Rebbe says he doesn't think so. He writes, "Lefinis daiti ein lahachmer bazeh shenogu mikadan mizdor bein arishayin b'makom gedoyim mikadoshim shoy besekneses ba'ifin zeh shiuch v'anoshim livers." He times not like the Klausenberger Rebbe. Says the Satmar Rebbe says not true. The Satmar Rebbe says that he saw shuls and they were never machbid that the women shouldn't see the men. The Klausenberger Rebbe said that the shuls were built that the women shouldn't see the men. The Satmar Rebbe says no, that's too much. He doesn't think you have to do it. So. So we have machlokes gedolei achronim between the Satmar Rebbe and the Klausenberger Rebbe. Do you have to have the ladies section in a way that even the ladies can't see the men? And it's interesting if you look in Menashe Klein, number 32. Menashe Klein writes, "Umiu kadei yushayuchu anoshim liris befenim beseknesav leidem makom atfilas." He says the women want to know what's going on, so he says they have these little cracks. And the women could just basically see out enough to, you know, get a feel of what's going on. He thinks that's okay. But interestingly enough, Rebbe Avad Yosef's son in Yalkut Yosef writes, number 34, Me'acha, he writes that, he says from his father, that he paskins, Shetehene Fredes, he says, Shebekir Ezras Noshim, Oy Mechitze, Yesh Kfoy Chiloyne, Shereftachim Shalavim Shalavim, Shalayiru Es Hanoshim. Right, he says that you should not be able to see the women, and he says he also says something interesting, which we'll talk about. You know, people keep on talking about not seeing the opposite gender. What happens if the way the shul is built, you know, there's only one entrance out of the shul, or there's only one general place for the bathrooms? So as is, everyone's seeing each other. So he thought that's also something that's probably kedai to stay away from. But then he writes at the end, he says women are allowed to come to shul. They could come to shul. He writes, but if coming to shul is going to create conflict in the home with the children, then it's better that they should just daven at home. Okay, so this is just a little bit of a recap from last week to figure out whether or not the women are allowed to see the men, or only the men are not allowed to see the women. Now let's
the ones that are saying that you cannot. The women can't see the men. Is it a specific inyan of tefillah, or is it just a general comment?
It would be the same thing that we've been saying till now, that for whatever reason men can't see. Again, men are allowed to see women not during davening, which we'll talk about tonight. So for whatever reason during davening, the genders are not supposed to look at each other. It just goes both ways. That's all they're pointing out. Again, we'll talk more tonight. Hopefully, if not, Blei Neder, a week from tomorrow, because next week we're going to be discussing Purim. But we're going to have to discuss, you know, when is this idea found? What about at events? What about at family simchas? You know, when is a mechitza really needed? That's Blei Neder we're going to get to. Hopefully, if not tonight, Blei Neder more next week. Now we turn to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuvas, again, I photocopied a lot of it. Because Rav Moshe has a lot of very important yesodis that we need to talk about. So let's go through it carefully and slowly. Again, let's just remind ourselves from last week, we had a machloikis rishonim. Why exactly was there a mechitza, not a mechitza, why was there a balcony built in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Either it was because of histaklus, looking, or it was because of intermingling. And we learned that there was a gezumt reis, there were these special balconies built in the times of the Simchas Beis Yeshua in the Beis HaMikdash to accommodate the men and the women. That's what we learned predominantly last week. Now we'll continue. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, number one, Igros Moshe Arachaim, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Tes. Very, very important. Says Rav Moshe, Hayoytze Mizeh, Gam Bebotei Knesia Shemizkapsin Shom Anoshim V'Noshim Espalatom, if you have a shul where men and women come together to daven, Yoyser, Toiv Yoyser Lasis Gezutro Shanoshim Yilamal. Says Rav Moshe, best bet, make a balcony. Again, if you have the room, you have the space, it's best to put a balcony, put the women up above. Why? Because that's what it says in the Gemara and Sukkah. Let's say you can't. Many of the shtiblach, these little bati midrashim, they don't have the space. They don't have the big rooms like the young Israels or the some of the big yeshivas have. So Dr. Moshe, tzrichim lasis mechitza mamish kazu shetimne melovoi lidei kalas resh. So Dr. Moshe, what is the role of the mechitza? It should prevent what? Kalas resh. It should prevent lightheaded behavior between the genders. It's not enough to be what you consider a barrier. Kigain b'sha'arim psuchim, open doors. K'mayshir inush sa'holo b'mikdash v'yasam ederais. Ulchein, now Ramoshin will give us numbers. Lo isagi gam b'mechitza shal asar tvachim en akarka. It's not enough. If it's 10 tvachim off the ground, she'ena klum l'ni kalas resh, it doesn't prevent lightheadedness. You can schmooze up with the lady next to you without any difficulty with a 10 tefachim high mechitza. V'nechshiva kimurav imamish. It's like you guys are together. The asur midaraisa. So that would be asur midaraisa. Shegaruah him mechitza shevdila ben ezras nashim lechel b'mikdash. Okay, fine. El tzrichim lases mechitza gemura b'midah kazu shalayav lidei kalsroch. So Dr. Moshe, what's the rule of thumb? Rav Moshe says it over and over in his tshuvas. The rule of thumb, the role of the mechitza, the purpose of the mechitza is to prevent kalas resh. It needs to be high enough, tall enough, big enough to prevent intermingling and inappropriate behavior between the two genders. Not prevent seeing each other. Therefore says Rav Moshe, the afsha harambam lepirusha lemishna sukkah shom kosav kidei shalai yistaklu anoshim benoshim. Frekti Rav Moshe, why do I keep on talking about intermingling? Isn't it about seeing, like the Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos? Bal korchach ein lefarash b'sad istur staklus kadeel. It can't be because of looking. V'gam sharei av kishen l'malah hein erois. Sagtir Moshe, because when they were up in the balcony, you could still see them. Mekivin shle huskur shahoyis and mechitz lo gazutra kadeel. Tanit Moshe doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara in Sukkah that there was a mechitz on top of the balcony. The pashtus was the balconies like you have in the young Israels, right? You have the balcony, the women are high up. You up your head, you look, and you can see the ladies. Sakya Maisha, why is that okay? Because that's enough to prevent mingling. Sakya Mikalas Reish. Sakya Maisha, that is the role and the purpose of a mechitz. I, Frektiv Maisha, the Rambam says not like that. Sakya Maisha, the Rambam means like me. The Rambam doesn't mean steering just for steering. He means steering that will lead to some form of intermingling and Sakya Mikalas Reish. Then Rav Moshe continues number two in the left corner. Ulechein zakt Rav Moshe, mechitza gevoya ar acher akusfayim. It has to be up to the shoulders. Shemistaver shein lov l'day kalas roish, v'ugoyva gimel amus. That is three amus. Shein yudches tfachim, that's 18 tfachim, k'deisa b'shabbat avsadi beis, ayin b'rashi. V'af shal rashbam shom amaroish u gimel amus, yesh v'hok b'zayin tfachim. Okay, good. Zakt Rav Moshe, mikomokim yesh l'hatzuch yudches tfachim. Zakt Rav Moshe, you should have 18 tfachim. Even with 18 tefachim, you can still see people's heads. Again, over and over in the tshuva. You can see your head. You can see heads. But it's enough of a barrier to prevent, you know, kalas rosh. Then he talks about something which we need to get back to. Then he says, and if you want to be extra from it, put up a mechitza so high that you can't even see the women's heads, tovei olav bracha. But it's not meikar adin. Rav Moshe holds there's no problem meikar adin if you can see the women. But, Dr. Rav Moshe, what do you do if the women aren't dressed sneezily? If the women aren't dressed sneezily, it's not a mechitza problem. That's a problem about making brachas. So Dr. Rav Moshe, befrat, shahar bein noshim b'medina zu in his hairs b'kisa roish, they don't keep their hair covered. Avoladino, Yeshlahate, Gambi Gvoy Rak Yut Chastvachim. So Dr. Moshe, 18 Tvachim is enough. af aval adina yesh lahat irak. Okay, the af shenimtza shom gam peri roish. I thought you, Moshe, if you're only going to use 18 tefachim, you're going to have women's heads shown. And if the lady's hair is not covered, how are you allowed to daven there? So, Dr. Moshe, the famous Aruch HaShulchan. So, Dr. Moshe, the darn Aruch HaShulchan, who says, Shabbat Reseen HaRav Miyash Harbe, Kemoison, Mutter L'Spal Kenegba. Says Aruch HaShulchan, since today so many women go with their hair uncovered, it's no longer an error anymore. It's no longer a big deal. You're so used to it. There was a Yom Ha'ishi, you can be saying on the Aruch HaShulchan as well. Ulechein ein limchais. You can't protest. Avo bepachas miyotches tvachim asr. So Yom Ha'ishi, but if you measure the mechitza and it's under 18 tvachim, you gotta protest. Mitzorach limchais b'chalat toikiv ki afim ha'y asr rachim debar mitzorach limchais. And Zot Yom Ha'ishi, you gotta be meichah. Why? Because if it would only be Nisad Rabban, you'd have to be meichah. But I proved to you that it's Nisad Raisa, and you really have to be meichah to the highest degree. So this is where Moshe's famous shir of 18 tefachim. The mechitza has to be 18 tefachim. Okay.
Rabbi,
yes.
What did the Aruch HaShulchan say again? Could you tell me?
The Aruch HaShulchan said that if you live in a community where the women walk around with their hair uncovered, it's no longer an erva. You're used to it already. It doesn't have the same effect as it does. If women's hair is normally covered, all of a sudden she uncovers her hair, so it's taka, it's a big deal. But if all the women walk around with hair uncovered, it's no longer a specialty, it's no longer a big deal, so it's not a problem with regard to davening and regard to brachas. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So Zok Yom
Ha'ishi, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you can make brachas in front of a woman who doesn't have her hair covered, and you say Kriyat Shema and daven?
If everyone is doing it. Not if you live in Williamsburg and someone's visiting from another community and decides to come to the pizza store and sitting there with their hair uncovered. But if you live in a community where everyone's walking around uncovered, the Aruch HaShulchan was make. Now we'll see later tonight. If not tonight, Bli Neder, next time, the Satmar Rebbe took Reb Moshe to town on this also. The Satmar Rebbe didn't want to hear about this Aruch HaShulchan. He's gonna blast Reb Moshe with this regard as well. But that's what Reb Moshe writes in the truth. That's what Reb Moshe says in the truth. Okay. Now, Ad Kan Rav Moshe's tshuva, for now. So again, let's just digest what Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe said the yisoid of the mechitza is to prevent kalas rosh, not to prevent seeing each other. Zot Rav Moshe, it has to be shoulder length, up to the body, and you can see each other's head. Right? Now again, people give different numbers. Rav Moshe said 5 feet, 5.5 feet, okay? It's somewhere between 55 and 60 inches. Right, how much does that come out to be? I forgot to do the math before I came. 55 inches and 60 inches is something along the lines of, it's about 5 feet, right? Give or take. Right?
Yeah, 4.5 to 5 feet.
About. That's how much, basically, again, Rav Moshe, in different places, right, it's anywhere between 55 to 60 inches. But again, Rav Moshe's point is that the role of a mechitza is not to be the wall of China so you don't see each other. The role of the mechitza is to prevent schmoozing, intermingling, and you can see each other's heads. And Dr. Moshe, even if her hair is uncovered, you can be saying mechandar chashol. Comes along the Satmar Rebbe. Now, I mentioned this story in the past that Rav Moshe had an unbelievable amount of respect for the Satmar Rebbe. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt said, he's already passed, that when Rav Moshe didn't know something, he would send him to the Satmar Rebbe, and the Satmar Rebbe was always holding whatever Rav Moshe wasn't sure about, and the Satmar Rebbe, and Rav Moshe always was mekabel what the Satmar Rebbe said. So Rav Moshe had unbelievable respect for the Satmar Rebbe, and the Satmar Rebbe had respect for Rav Moshe. This is not one of those, you know, mud slinging discussions over here. But they disagreed. They had a fundamental machloikis in Psak Halach. So the Divrei Yoyel, the Satmar Rav, in Shasim Tshuva's Divrei Yoyel, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud, has a whole tshuva, basically discussing Rav Moshe's tshuva. I don't believe there's a date on the tshuva, but he was discussing with Moshe's tshuva. And he writes the following. Number 3. He says, V'hinei nefleisi b'ro'osi divrei ha'tshuva ahi b'chol hemshech devarav. He says, I was really, it's a pellet to me. Rav Moshe's ganze tshuva from beginning to the end is a pellet to me. U'mashikosav lebesoif lahatir sa'anoshim oimedes lamata b'beis ha'knesses. Im yesh mechitza ar acher hakasafayim al smach sverosay. So at the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Moshe wrote at the end, he's matar mechitza, where the men and women are on the same floor with a shoulder height mechitza, because he has a svara that it doesn't lead to kalas roish, zet temua. Time to Satmar Rebbe, it's a pella. Rav Moshe is a pella. Why? Af lefi shita soy shetoa bahavonas divrei hashas. Very strong words he writes. Even according to his mistaken understanding of the Gemara, Even Lishitas Rav Moshe that held the whole Yisrael Isra is not looking, but it's mingling. He says still he's wrong. Titus Amareba, how does it help if their heads are seeing each other? Now, Rav Moshe addressed that in the tshuva. We all read it together. It wasn't like Rav Moshe didn't think of it. Rav Moshe felt that if you have a wall or a barrier between two human beings, that itself prevents the intermingling. The Sama Rebbe disagreed. Fine, it's machloikis. It's a lomdusha machloikis. What prevents people from misbehaving? Does a wall prevent them? Or do they need to be blocked completely? So Rav Moshe said they don't need to be blocked. As long as there's a wall separating me and you, even if our heads see each other, that will prevent it. The Sama Rebbe thought that's not true. And then he writes, he says, he says, I don't get it. Rav Moshe himself in that tshuva that we mentioned last week proved that a mechitza is a din d'oraisa. And then Rav Moshe is willing to be matter because of his own egin asvara. Because he made up a svara that when you have a shoulder high mechitza, there's no intermingling. Tanis Sam Rebbe, it's a pella. Okay? He says, v'eichev shalahatib isa d'oraisa al smach svara baum. He says, how could Rav Moshe be matan ista deraisa with a svara of his own? He says, af ilu haya svara toiva. Even if it would have been a good svara, which the Sama Rebbe thinks it's not, how could Rav Moshe have done it? And then he concludes in the tshuva, he writes, v'im kein, anan yasmi di yasmi ich novi lo hokol besu deraisa smach svara shloi nemro mipi rabbi seinu. Then the Sama Rebbe says, how could we be soimich on such a massive kula on a svara that was made up by Rav Moshe Feinstein? Avol be'emes ein shemokim the svar zuka shekasafti. Time of the Sama Rebbe, there's no room for Rav Moshe's svar. Okay? Again, Rav Moshe's svar is very, to me, very logical. That if you put up a mechitz between two human beings or between two genders, that barrier in between them prevents them things from getting out of control. The Sama Rebbe doesn't hear it. He thinks there's nothing doing. Okay? As a gven achloik is between the two gedolim of Klal Yisrael. They're allowed to disagree with each other. Sama Rebbe continues.
One second, Rabbi, does that mean that the Sama Rebbe holds it's an union of sin,
yes,
not to be a,
yes,
barrier?
Yes, yes, yes. No, it is. He says it over and over and over in the Tshuva. Again, I think the Machloikis of Moshe and the Sama Rebbe is really Machloikis of Shainim. But I think
right,
people...
Whether it's totally in sin,
exactly.
Or whether it's totally in...
Now, but the problem is each one of these Gedolim have to kvetch their sheet in the other Rishonim. So Rav Moshe in the Tshuva of Avraham, and we'll see what the Sama Rebbe does. But I think there's a lot of people out there, especially chassidim, who don't get klor the machloikis of Moshe and the Sama Rebbe about mechitzas. They throw around terminologies and phrases. Rav Moshe said this about mechitzas, the Sama Rebbe said this. This is the nekudas of machloikis. And that's why I put down a lot of their tshuvas, because I think lohoitzi meliba and shalom aratzis, that it's kedai to get good and clear the machloikis of Moshe and the Sama Rebbe. Again, I'm not telling anyone to follow the Sama Rebbe, I'm not telling anyone not to follow Rav Moshe, just kedai lilmoid what the issue is. So Rav Moshe is clear as can be that the purpose of a mechitza is to prevent inappropriate behavior. Therefore, Rav Moshe held you don't need the wall of China for that. It's good enough to have a wall that goes to shoulder length and all we see is heads, and that will prevent it. The Sama Rebbe thinks that's ridiculous, that's absurd. He thinks that does absolutely nothing. Then he continues, small print, says the Sama Rebbe, Omnom. He says, "Ein laharich befradzeh." I don't even need to elaborate on this nekuda. Ki gam ikur hachlotosay shehichlat shein lachus l'stak lezein. He says, "Rav Moshe's premise is completely incorrect. That we don't worry about that the issue of mechitza was not about looking. That the issue of mechitza was not about seeing the opposite gender." Says the Sama Rebbe, "It's before Shagama Pirsha Mishnayis." Uberama Pirsha Mishnayis will sukkam mevor the Pirsha Nasa Mokim Gemar Malak Tishli Stak Lanoshem Benoshem. Tana the Sama Rebbe to before Shagama. Now again, Rav Moshe addressed this Rama Pirsha Mishnayis. We saw it in the shtickle. Right? This wasn't like Rav Moshe didn't know about it. So time the Sama Rebbe, some first shuvah a Rambam. Vim kein vade shenasa boivim shal yuchu anoshim astakul menoshim. Uba shuvah sen al rotsa lahamis bedivei Rama Pirsha Mishnayis shein kevin osoi. And then he addresses Rav Moshe's address. And Rav Moshe tried to kvetch out of the Rama Pirsha Mishnayis. Like the Rama Pirsha Mishnayis when he says, histaklus, he doesn't mean steering, he means intermingling. Says with Sama Rebbe, that's not pshat the tshuva of Rambam. He doesn't think that's a pshat either. So therefore, he disagrees on that also. Okay, so therefore, Rav Moshe disagrees again. The Sama Rebbe disagrees with the way Rav Moshe wants to reread the Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis to make it fit more with his pshat. And then he quotes at the end from the Taisus Yom Tov, the great Yom Tov Lipa Heller, who says pshat in the Rambam is k'deish leistaklu anosha b'noshim. Says Vadin Imoy ki anoshim shal mato haroyin besimcha lo yasmechim baatzmam k'mishkasev rabbi midasham ki yasmechim hoy chasidim v'mkin hotzuch letam v'omla mistaklos anoshim benoshim meiv l'dei kals roish. He says that the seeing each other leads to the kals roish kuyim shal bach tziv v'oyim shum kishay l'das. Again, so the Tes Yom Tov is very clear that the issue is just seeing, not intermingling. So the Samar Rebbe says he's got the Rambam on his side and he has the Tes Yom Tov on his side. Then he continues, the Samar Rebbe, number 4 on the page. how do I pull this up? Then the Samar Rebbe continues with another very interesting argument. He says, what was going on during the Simchas Beis Shoeva? He says, what was the behavior of the Beis HaMikdash? Again, the whole source of Mechitza was the Beis HaMikdash. Said the Samar Rebbe, what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash? So he says, V'im kein, im hayu ma'midim shoytim b'mokim ha'sha'achim v'loikin es ko'a no'i kals roish im anoshim. He says, I don't get it. He says, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were guards stationed to give beatings to those that were misbehaving with the opposite gender. So then what are you worried about? You tell me that without putting the women up in the balcony, the men and women would be sitting at the same, sitting around schmoozing with each other. He says, can't be. So then why exactly did we have to be over in the Raisa to build on to the Beis HaMikdash? Because you're worried about intermingling. Frank the Samar Rebbe, intermingling? We had Shaitrim at the doors protecting intermingling. So who needed the Mechitza? Says Dr. Samar Rebbe, it must be. It was all about histaklos. Says the Samar Rebbe, histaklos. He can't guard his tachlis. You don't know what someone's looking at. You don't know that guy's staring at the lady. You can't put guards to protect that. The only way to protect that is to make a mechitz. Deva zokte Satmar Rebbe, if you see that the place like the Beis HaMikdash, Be'ez Shehoyu Shama Sanhedrin, V'chol Rosh Yehad Dorach Chassidim V'ad Shem Ha'isev Ha'yodim T'kifen, Eich Lo Yochul Emnoye Me'om Kalas Rosh? How could it be that was our concern? Tainu the Satmar Rebbe, according to Rav Moshe, the whole concern was, it's going to get out of control. The Beis HaMikdash is going to get out of control. The behavior is going to turn into a mokum paretz. Can't be. So then who needed the ladies section? Zog the Satmar Rebbe, v'alkochach nir borur, shayich shash rak b'shvil stakles. Shal piroi v'yef shal shkiach, azel hafchen mo yuav tocha b'kavona. Says the Satmar Rebbe, they needed the mechitza, not for the inappropriate behavior. There was no inappropriate behavior in the Beis HaMikdash. So what was the mechitza for? The inappropriate looking. You don't know where someone's looking. You don't know what his intention is. Zok the Samar Rebbe, that was the ganze tachlis for the mechitza in the Beis HaMikdash. Male, that's the tachlis for our mechitza also. Therefore, time the Samar Rebbe, the Ramosha got it wrong. Ramosha keeps on telling us that the purpose of the mechitza in the shul, based on the purpose of the mechitza in the Beis HaMikdash, was to prevent schoik v'kalas roish. Said the Samar Rebbe, that was prevented on its own. There was none of that type of stuff in the Beis HaMikdash. And what would he need a mechitza for? Elamai, the whole purpose of the mechitza, Dr. Moshe, so that the Satmar Rebbe was just for looking. Oh! So that the Satmar Rebbe, that's the tachlis of the mechitza. So the men shouldn't look at the women. So this is where he disagrees adamantly with Rav Moshe. And he continues. Next shtickle. Now we got a bomb cash on the Satmar Rebbe. According to the Satmar Rebbe, the purpose of Mechitza in the Shul and the purpose of the Mechitza in the Beis HaMikdash was the men shouldn't see the women. Had you accomplished that in the Beis HaMikdash, all you had was a balcony. So Rav Moshe tainted Hagufa from the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash they just put the women up in a balcony. They didn't cover the women. You see that you don't need to block the women out. You just need to make sure they're not on the same level as you. That's a Gevaldika Taina. What's the Samar Rebbe going to do to that? The Samar Rebbe is claiming that the purpose of Mechitza is so men shouldn't see women. Okay, so how do you accomplish that in the Beis HaMikdash? You put the women up on the second floor, so what? Zog the Samar Rebbe, Gevaldik. Ube'emes nilfiz daiti deshabe yishloimah she'asu gam Mechitza ala gezutira. Zog the Samar Rebbe, shtikol Torah. That in the Beis HaMikdash, when they put up the second floor, they made a Mechitza there also. They put up some form of like a mechitza around the balcony of the women, so you couldn't see the women. Now Rav Moshe addressed this in the tshuva, Rabbi Yisai. Rav Moshe says he doesn't think that's true because the Gemara never says it. Says the Samar Rebbe, no, but it's true. Of course they had that. So therefore says the Samar Rebbe, they didn't see anything. I fact this Amir Rebbe Umashli Hiskiru be Gemara Meisa Mechitza. Again, he's mamish addressing Rav Moshe's taina. Rav Moshe said the Gemara never says that you need that. Memeli, you don't need it. Said the Sam Rebbe, not true. Ain't echad klash lo hotzuch lefrat klaprat kamishikasam nael. Said the Sam Rebbe, the Gemara didn't feel it necessary to say it. It didn't give us all the nitty gritty details. It told us about the balcony and how they did the balcony fine, and then they put on the mechitza and then they served chalm. You know, it doesn't have to tell me that. Now, that's I am by no means getting myself involved in picking sides between two great kedailim. That's not my agenda tonight. I'm just pointing out each one's argument and their counter-arguments. Rav Moshe's argument was, it doesn't say in the Gemara that there was a mechitza on top of the balcony, so there wasn't. Said the Sam Rebbe, no, not true, it was. So why didn't the Gemara say it? The Gemara didn't need to say it. I don't know. That's a pretty important nekuda. You left out the main part. It wasn't just to be a balcony, it'd be a balcony with a mechitza. But that's the Sam Rebbe's argument. So it comes out, Rabbi said, Gevaldik machloikis achroinim, how the Beis HaMikdash looked. Was there a mechitza in the balcony in the Beis HaMikdash or not? Then the Sam Rebbe has another shtickle. We come up with another chap. Says the Sam Rebbe number 6. Nimsa lefizeh, again, because according to the Sam Rebbe, it's l'shitosoi. According to the Sam Rebbe, the purpose of a mechitza is to prevent vision. Men can't see women during davening. While according to Rav Moshe, it's not vision, but it's interaction. So it's enough just to be blocked. We don't need to be able to not see you. Zog the Sam Rebbe, nimsa lefizeh, again, the Sam Rebbe has to make it that in the Beis HaMikdash, the men couldn't see the women during the Simchas Beis HaShoev. Now, we're going to Blineda talk about, I don't know about tonight because it's already late, but we're going to talk about Hakafis. Who's ever been to Hakafis? I've been to Hakafis in yeshivas for many, many years. When I was in yeshiva, the Hakafis, the women and the men were all on the same floor with a little table being mafsik between them. Not 5-6 feet. We'll see, Achrayim, talk about it. We'll have to get to it. Blineda, when we get there, we'll have to discuss it. Why is that okay? If you had to pick any event in history that most mimics the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it would be a kafis in shul. Have you ever been to a shul that has a kafis with the wall of China up? Why not? Blineda, we have to get to it. But the Sam Rebbe held that the purpose of a mechitza was to make sure you don't see women. So what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash? Zok the Sam Rebbe, number 6, bottom. He says, there's two ways to explain the Beis HaMikdash. Either that Ha'echa darka sh'ateis yomtev sh'omdu anoshim tachat z'gezutcho v'haya gezutcho makim eskol azar zulas makim kot nisha be'emtza la'midas ha'chasid v'anshe ma'is yosham miraktim. He says, one way is that there was no mechitza. But the way the balcony is built, if you're standing in a certain position, you can't see the women. Unless you're in a certain area, and that's where the Hasidim used to dance, because they wouldn't be affected by seeing the women. Now some shuls, depending on the layout of the shul, you can be in the men's section, and you taka can't see, like Rabbi Salvechik told us in Vilna, right? You could build a mechitza in a way that the balcony, you won't be able to see the women. But you can also build it in a way that you could see the women. So tying to the Satmar Rebbe, either the way they configured it was that most men on the floor would not be able to see the women unless you were in a certain angle, and those were only special Jews. Or he says, they taka had some form of a wall taka on top of it. So those are the two ways to get around how it looked in the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rav Moshe, lehoiv lenivir, none of this ever existed. Then the Satmar Rebbe continues, number 7, where he writes that there was a kolkari that came out in the year Tofresh Chavav, which I believe is 1926, if I'm not mistaken, he writes that a bunch of gedolim signed, and they all said that a mechitza must separate between the men and the women in a way that you can't see each other. And they write, that's the way mechitzas always were. Mechitzas were always built that you can't see each other, not like Rav Moshe. And he writes, this is the Messiah in the Kabbalah, this is the way it always was, and this is the way it always should be, that the mechitza should be built in a way that you can't see the opposite gender. Okay? Again, this is all the Sam Rebbe, l'shitosoi. Okay? So this is the beginning of the machloikis Rav Moshe and the Sam Rebbe. Rav Moshe held the purpose of a mechitza is to stop the inappropriate behavior or the lightheadedness, while the Sam Rebbe thought the purpose was to prevent seeing, and that was what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay.
So according to Rav Moshe, if you had a balcony, you wouldn't need any mechitza at all?
Correct. Correct. We're going to get to that in 2 seconds. According to Rav Moshe, if there's a balcony, you don't need anything more than that. Me'ikar ad-din. Now, let's see Rav Moshe. Now Rav Moshe has another shtickle. Zakhtiv Moshe. Hine yesh makum loyman. Now Rav Moshe is going to backpedal on the whole notion. Again, what's the whole mikar of mechitza? It's from the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Moshe wants to tie in, and maybe you'll tell me that who says that Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash and Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses work the same way? Maybe the fear of the Beis HaMikdash should turn into an unholy place is a much bigger fear than my shul turn into a mixed mingling event. Now, we mentioned last week from a Baron Cutler that a Baron Cutler brought rayas that the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is equal to the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. Here, Rav Moshe goes a similar route, but with a different knach. Rav Moshe writes, number 8, V'hinei yesh makom loymar, shirak b'mikdosh hayu asa midaraisa. Maybe only the Beis HaMikdash was asa midaraisa, b'shum din yira. The mikdashi tiro, it's a pasuk in the Torah that said you have to have fear of a Beis HaMikdash. You can't have it turning into a big, mingling. Shem hu b'kals roish, eina b'yira. V'im kein b'beis HaKnesses, hu rak midarabonim. So Dr. Moshe, maybe one can make the argument that the whole need of a mechitz in the shul is only midarabonim. Sha'asu gam b'ho kals roish, v'lem hanagam t'nai, v'ayim ha'megillah. V'koshkin the kals roish l'isr, she'in moyo b'tnai. But listen to this, Rav Moshe. Avol b'shas ha'tfilah. U'kishim askirin shem shemayim v'divrei toira u'kedushu mistavir shu deraisa. So Dr. Moshe, maybe being in shul and not davening, maybe it's the Rabban. But when you're actually reciting Divrei Kedusha, it's Pasha, says Rav Moshe, that the need for mechitza would be derais. Why? He says, because what makes a shul holy? It's the Divrei Kedusha. Says Rav Moshe, Zogderan, what gives Beis HaKnesses its Kedusha? The fact that you say Divrei Kedusha. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, if it's the recitation of the Divrei Kedusha, the im Divrei Kedusha, Asman ain't by him din Kedusha, lo yishayach l'takin Kedusha, Beis HaKnesses b'shvila. Says Rav Moshe, if the words of the davening have no Kedusha, so why does the shul have Kedusha? The shul gets its Kedusha from the davening. But if the davening has no kedusha, so how does he give the shul kedusha? Therefore, says Rav Moshe, l'chein mashma shebe'eis hatfila harehu b'dinei kedusha midereisa. V'yosa linigba kalis roish b'tfila midereis. So, Rav Moshe, doing actual davening, that's very bad. To be noy kalis roish in a shul, again, this is nothing to do with only women. Stam is a kalis roish. People are noy kalis roish with a lot of things in shul. To be noy kalis roish during davening, Rav Moshe is an issa dereis. Again, I would tend to believe that includes checking one's emails and phones during the davening would be an issa deraisa, according to Rav Moshe. That's a ein l'chol kalis roish g'day l'mizu. Could be talking to your neighbors also kalis roish. Could be reading the newspapers also kalis roish. But Zot Rav Moshe, that's an issa deraisa. He says, avo muchrochim ptsas loimer shedin zehu medereisa b'chomokim kibbutz. But then Rav Moshe says, I think that's not just davening. It's that whenever people come together. Why? Sharei hesbit shel asid, shel amidim isham. Because again, Rabbi said, what was the mikar of this sugya? We learned from a hesbit that the Gemara says there's going to be a hesbit, and at the hesbit everyone said separately. Says Rav Moshe, shel misham loy matzonu ba yishiyah b'miktosh, ve'im sham loy nesem ederaisa el tzniyas ba'alma. Eich shaykh lemeyof mizeh isa deraisa l'miktosh. Again, the Gemara learned out that I'm allowed to build on to the Beis HaMikdash because I saw this Levaya, people were sitting separately. What does one do with the other? El is a Rav Moshe. Letznius Baalm El must be El Mashmashu Isser B'chol Mokim Shetzrichem Nikabetz Anoshim V'Noshim She'asurim Liyaz B'lei Havdolas Mechises B'nei. So Rav Moshe, you see that whenever men and women come together, there's got to be a barrier. Ach, Ulai Av She'behesped Yeh Letznius Baalmo Al koponim raya yesh bezel in kalsreish. You still see that it could get out of hand. Shalachin yesh laasa b'midrash midereis mishum mitzvahs yira v'yir beis hakneses b'drabonim shasat fil deraiso. But again, Rav Moshe is not convinced that sitting men and women together at a dinner or sitting men and women together at an event would need a mechitza deraiso. But he says it's mistavra that's midereis b'chol mokim kovetz whenever there's gathering. Okay. The Satmar Rebbe Again, what was Ramesh's issue over here? Ramesh's issue was, how do I know that a mechitzin shul is the raisa just because it is in the Beis HaMikdash? To which Ramesh answers, at least during davening of the Shoris. The Satmar Rebbe writes over in number 9, also a reason why we have to have a mechitza. He says, mechitza is a deraisa. You know why? Because of minug. Because of a minug? He says, minug Yisrael. This has been the practice for thousands of years in Klal Yisrael. And minug is binding, like the famous Chassam Sofer, that any minug is like a neder. Dr. Satmar Rebbe, a mechitza is binding because it's minug Yisrael. Okay. So either way...
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't understand. When we first started this, didn't we learn from the Gemara and Sukkah, if I recall correctly, that the whole Isser was Dafka, you know, by something of simple, like the Beis Mikdash.
Good.
But
the problem with that is, and we'll talk more about this Bli Neder in 2 weeks, the problem is the Gemara learned it out from a Hespit. The Gemara had a Kash and Sukkah. You're not allowed to add on to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara said, no, we found the Heter. What was the Heter? Because it says in the Navi that there was a Hespid, and they were separate seating at the Hespid. So you see that even at a Hespid where there's no Yetzihara, you have to be careful. Koshkin, the Simchas Beis Reva, you have to be careful. That was the Gemara and Sukkah. So we're going to have to see where and to what do we extend this Gemara. But this Ramesh is going to be very important. Now, let's go back to the balcony. Zokter Ramesh, number 13. Kishanoshim hain al ha-balcony, yoitzim b'zeh mitzad din mechitza. So, Dr. Meishim, when the women are in a balcony, that's genuk mechitza. Av sha mechitza nemucha me'achash hain begoyva. It's not so high, because they're higher up. Avo me'achash hoi loches b'zroyas megulas. But since the women go with revealed arms, tzarech lohoisev yiriyah ashla yisru z'reisev. You gotta put up another layer, so you don't see their arms. Vim efshur toiv lohoisev ashla yurgam misasashalhen. So, Dr. Maisha, you should try to not see their hair as well. Avol habatei kinesias kishiyesh on balcony, ein makbidim shuv ve'in yodeh tam, ubevadeh hu mishum she'en yichoyim lasos klum shul yishmu lehem. So, Dr. Maisha, it could be those shuls, they won't listen to you if you want to make it frumer. Betzrichim yirei Hashem lehapich peneim mitzar achar kishin spam. You have to turn away when you daven. Now again, presumably, Rav Maisha was talking about the arms, because the hair, Rav Maisha said, you can be samech on the Aruch HaShulchan. So this is Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Moshe held that perhaps if you make a balcony, that should suffice.
Shouldn't it also be more prevalent that because in the times that, when Rav Moshe probably wrote the tshuva, a lot, let's be honest, a lot of religious women didn't keep their hair covered. Today, it's much more so that, you know, women that come to shul keep their hair covered.
100%. But the problem is if you'll go to a community where that's not the practice. What happens if you live in, again, I'm not picking any community over here. You live in X community where everyone keeps their hair covered, and you go to Shabbos to Y community where the women don't keep their hair covered, and they all show up to shul. What do you do then? That might be a more of a sticky situation. So let's try to chop in a couple more shtickles from Rav Moshe. Number 10. Number 10 is the issue that Michael is bothered with, about when do you need a mechitza and when don't you need a mechitza. So let's see Igros Moshe number 10. I went a little out of order, I apologize. So Igros Moshe number 10. Ubeloy tzaruch kibbutz af b'mikdash mutter. So Rav Moshe, if it wasn't a gathering or the need for a gathering, even in the Beis HaMikdash mutter, sharei chana espal lo samach le'eli. So Rav Moshe, what happened in the Beis HaMikdash? Chana daven next to Eli. Who kahar the dochka v'nichtas ha-b'kidushin. Ulotayz yishom muteris noshu v'kanes beis hazar gam b'l'doichik. Meaning, not always is men and women in a diabolical situation. But if they need to be together, like the Beis HaShoeva, or like the case of the Hespid, when the men and women come together down in shul, what happens in your house? Let's say during the lockdown, we should never have it again. Let's say men and women, right? Were you not allowed to have at the same table as your wife? Avada you could, Dr. Moshe. That wasn't a problem. That's mutter. Because it's only when they have to come together, that's when it becomes more of a problem. Let's try to hop in one more shtickle for Moshe number 11. Dr. Moshe. So the Shoyal wanted to turn it to Rav Moshe, Rabbi, What are you worried about during davening? No one's thinking about inappropriate thoughts during davening. We don't need a mechitza. From a cheshbon. You think that we're going to mingle with the opposite gender during davening? Chas v'shalom. We're davening, we're focused, we're spiritual. Says Rav Moshe, v'oid yoyseh shlefizeh yuchel yishay shemam shmurovim. Hine chas v'shalom loymar kein. So, really, you're from it in the Beis HaMikdash? In the Beis HaMikdash, you only entered into the Beis HaMikdash with Yira. Vim came Lahu Yunichnas and Shom El Tzarech Mitzvah. Shulas is Ba'atman, he's a mitzvah. Liris Kehan Ve'Vaidosam. You only went into the Beis HaMikdash for spiritual purposes. You didn't just go into the Beis HaMikdash for social reasons. And still, we were still nervous. So, Dr. Moshe, and you're going to tell me that you're not going to have that in a shul? Get out of town, Dr. Moshe. Now, don't try playing a shtickle tirade to tell me that you're so frum during davening, you're not going to intermingle, you're not going to do anything wrong. It's not a cheshbon. Okay, I don't think we're going to get into more, but Belineder, in 2 weeks, we'll have to continue where we left off. We have to make this a part 3. We're going to discuss where and else would a mechitza be needed, and we'll see more of the argument between Rav Moshe and the Satmar Rebbe. Mitzvah next Tuesday night, we're going to be discussing what you need to know when Purim falls out on Friday. Very important halachas in Mitzvah Shem. We will discuss that next Tuesday. And Mitzvah Shem, this tomorrow night, we'll have regular Parsha Shir. And this Sunday, we're going to be discussing the topic of the Shechiyonu on Purim Day going on the Mitzvah Hayoim. Or why don't the Mitzvah Hayoim have their own Shechiyonu? We'll be discussing that in Mitzvah Shem this upcoming Sunday morning. Okay.
Rebbe, we didn't touch on the places that we do mingle, like Shabbat Brachos and weddings. And
Mirza Hashem, it's on the next page of the Maamar Mekaymus. I hope to get to it, Bli Nedar, in 2 weeks. Bli Nedar, we'll get to it, okay? Hopefully we'll wrap it up in 2 weeks. Again, next week we'll do Purim, and the week after that, hopefully, we'll wrap up all the loose ends and some of the more details about Mechit. It's Geshmak HaSugya. I thought it would go quicker than it's going, but I think it's Kedai to take it slow to make sure we don't miss anything, to make sure we hopefully tackle each of the many Nekudas over here. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful evening, be well, and be safe.